Today, we wrap up our Indeclerb We All Monsters triple feature with Chuck Russell's sleep-induced cerebral slasher. The troubled teens are sleeping, the dream janitor is creeping, and we're trading inpatient care with sin-patient scares as we admit ourselves to Weston Hills Psychiatric Hospital to meet the bastard son of 100 maniacs, better known as Freddy Krueger, in A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors. You're listening to How I Met Your Monster, a podcast that explores the introductions to your favorite movie monsters. My name's Zach.
I'm Danny.
And I'm Casey.
And together we dive into the world of horror to find out how filmmakers have introduced us to our favorite monsters time and time again. This is How I Met Your Monster. This is a special recording today. This is our first ever in-person recording.
For two of us.
For two of us.
Danny's not here.
Danny's not here.
The boy's a star.
He is. Danny's busy making big moves. So we're going to talk about Freddy Krueger without him.
Enough about Danny. Let's talk about Freddy.
Yeah. Freddy. Before we get into this movie, we need to talk about how fucking weird this is.
That we're here
in person, recording off of one microphone.
No headphones,
because we are...
Took us over an hour to figure out that we were using one microphone and no headphones.
Yeah. Technology has not been our friend today. So the microphone's not even in front of my face. It's off to the side. So That's weird. But we'll get through it because...
Because we have to.
Because
the episode's got to be done for tomorrow.
That's right. This is so fucking weird.
I'm sorry. Would you like me to leave?
Talk to myself. If you're not following us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or even YouTube, go ahead and follow us so you never miss interesting episodes like this one. You never know when we're going to record in person again.
It might be never.
And we also have a Patreon, which here's I'm going to tie this back to Dream Warriors.
Okay.
We have a Patreon. Mm-hmm. On our Patreon, patreon.com/How I Met Your Monster, you can get all of our old episodes. Mm-hmm. This is like episode 144 or 43, but our first 50 episodes are only available on Patreon. You guessed it on an episode for Dreamscape.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember Dreamscape?
Unfortunately. I remember that I didn't like it.
Chuck Russell wrote Dreamscape, and he also wrote and directed Dream Warriors.
He loves dreams.
Dream Warriors. Dream Warriors.
He loves dreams.
He does love dreams, apparently. But okay, this movie was... written by Wes Craven and Bruce Wagner originally. And then Chuck Russell and his writing partner, Frank Darabont, came in and rewrote a bunch of the script in like 11 days. Hmm. They went to like a cabin in...
Of course.
Yeah, wouldn't... Whatever Danny does that. We should ask Danny. He's a screenwriter.
He writes in his closet.
He writes in his closet.
His closet office. like under the stairs, like Harry Potter.
He kind of resembles Harry Potter.
He does.
Danny, yeah, those round glasses.
Danny, are you Harry Potter?
Are you here in the invisibility cloak?
No. I'm like, he should be saying, so he'd be saying something right now.
Yeah, I know. Danny, we miss you. But they went to like a cabin in Big Bear or something and like wrote this in a
little Montana?
I think it's in like California.
Oh.
And I guess the whole troubled teens in the psychiatric ward was kind of like already there, like from Wes Craven and mm-hmm. Bruce Wagner. But I guess it was a lot darker than what it ended up being.
Huh. But I wonder how.
It's not something about like Freddy told someone he was going to like shit on their chest or something.
That's not dark.
Not chest, corpse.
It's one thing Freddy loves. Cleveland steamers.
On their corpse.
That's not dark. That's still funny. I'm fucked up, I guess.
Yeah.
But I just don't think that it really just gets much darker than a bunch of children in a psychiatric unit anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, what can you add to that to make it any more dark than it already is?
Right. Where it's like, you know, I saw an interview with Chuck Russell and he was talking about how, like, number one, you're in a psychiatric ward, so people don't believe you. Mm-hmm. Number two, you're a teenager, mm-hmm. so the adults don't believe you. Just
right,
even if you were just
not in a psychiatric hospital. Mm-hmm. And so like to put those two things together and then like throw in like dreams and how they're all connected. And everything was working against these kids, but they've got their special powers.
We gotta save these kids. I don't know. I've heard it somewhere.
Is that, it's Larry Fishburne. Lawrence Fishburne?
Lawrence, yeah. I was like, who the fuck is Larry Fishburne?
In this movie.
Lawrence Fishburne he's hot in this movie.
He is.
I wish that Danny was here to talk about him being hot.
I'm not gay, but he's a
good looking dude. I'm not gay.
He's a good looking dude.
He's hot in this movie, you know what I mean?
But yeah, in this movie, he's credited as Larry Fishburne.
Yeah, I did notice that.
Which is fun. And
he's not Larry. He's not a Larry.
You're not a Larry. Kevin Yeager was back for the Freddy makeup.
Yeah.
And
one of my favorites.
The big Freddy penis. Yeah, the big snake Freddy.
He's a graboid.
The thing that comes out of the wall and eats.
In the beginning?
Patricia Arquette. Yeah, it looks like a big dick.
Oh, I guess. I call it a graboid.
Oh, really?
I call it Freddy graboid.
I can see that.
But you saw a penis.
Well, I guess when it was first crafted, it looked very much like a penis. And then they were like, we can't.
A penis.
Did I say it like quiet? Like it was a bad word?
Very much like a penis.
A penis. But yeah, then they were like, we can't do this. It's too phallic. So we had this. So they covered it in like goopy stuff. So that didn't really make sense.
No.
I guess it worked though, but. Man, yeah. Let's see. Wes Craven was an executive producer. And a lot of people, you know, you see how this could, like, people say it's like a better direct sequel to the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then part two.
Mm-hmm. I haven't watched part two in a long time. I remembered liking it when I was younger. My brother recently watched it and said that it's very bad.
Okay.
But I liked it a lot when I was younger. I know that. But I don't remember. I remember key things about it that I like, but the rest of it I don't really remember, so.
Yeah, I mean, it has that like reputation now for the gay undertones, but I think it like kind of is getting like a cult following as like, you know, so many years later.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was pretty like the general consensus when it first came out was that it was garbage.
Oh.
But I think like now that it's like have given so much time,
mm-hmm.
same thing with The Thing. John Carpenter's The Thing. People hated that movie when it came out. And now it's like a quintessential.
They're still very different.
Oh, I know. But I just mean like how a movie can get another life like later.
Yeah. Because that movie was like incredibly innovative
filled with gay undertones.
It was so gay. It was gay. So gay.
Just a bunch of dudes.
Cold. probably cuddling.
Well, yeah. Body heat.
Yeah.
Right?
So gay.
It's like man's the warmest place to hide. It's like that poster says. The poster says
they're talking about anal
sex.
So
it's like, yeah, putting penises in butts.
That's what anal sex is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Dude, John Carpenter, you didn't know what you were doing at the time. Or did you? I don't know. Okay, here's the thing. Did you know that Patricia Arquette was almost fired on the first day of filming? First day of her scenes. I don't know if it was the first day of filming. But
why?
This was her first movie and she like choked. When the camera started
interesting.
Rolling.
Interesting. I didn't know it was her first movie.
And so I guess Chuck Russell like talked to her and straightened her out. But the producers were like, we got to fire her. And he was like, no, don't do it.
She's great.
Good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, oh, yeah. Have you seen this movie before?
You know, yeah. I have.
Was this like your favorite?
It was my favorite for a really long time. Growing up, it was definitely my favorite. Recently, though, the original has become my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah. I still really love this one. It's still a very close second.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. You know, like 1, 3, and 7.
Yes.
Are like a good.
Yep.
Just the ones with Heather Langenkamp would make like a great like little trilogy.
Yeah.
But you really can't have 7 unless you have all the other ones.
Right. And I do love all of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I realized while watching this, and this is going to seem really dumb since I'm like 36 and I've watched all these movies like dozens of times. But I realized on watching it, because, you know, now that we have the show, like we have to think about things when we watch them.
yeah.
So I really also love fantasy movies. If I'm not watching horror movies, I'm usually watching sci-fi or fantasy movies. And so this is very much a fantasy horror series,
right?
You know? So, yeah, all the dream sequence and stuff, I was like, no fucking wonder these were my favorite horror movies growing up.
Yeah.
Because of all the fantasy elements. And it's just so cool to see, like, I love the use of the sets and everything, too. Mm-hmm. Because when you think about horror movies and you think about, like, slasher movies, that stuff isn't typically utilized in the way that it is in these movies.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, and everything, all the kills obviously are super imaginative because literally anything can happen.
Yeah.
Because they're in dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking of sets, like, I always forget about that towards the end of the movie where they, like, go into the boiler room, mm-hmm. and it's, like, it's all red, mm-hmm. and, like, Joey's there, like, on, he's, like, tied up, but now suspended. He's over, like, a pit. Mm-hmm. I always forget about that scene. And when, like, Patricia Arquette, like, she, like, stakes him, mm-hmm. with the thing, he, like, pulls it out and, like, licks it.
Yep.
Every time it comes on, I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about this little set piece.
Yeah.
But it's very cool.
Well, and even in the original one, the very first kill, like, Tina... it's not super imaginative in the way that these are, because it's not, doesn't, like, what we see doesn't take place in her dream, but in that room, like, they used that tumbling room, and that was, like, the first time that was done,
mm-hmm.
I think. So again, like, even without it having all the imaginative stuff in there, it's, they're still using the set to such a degree, you know what I mean?
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's my favorite. I know we're not talking about the first Nightmare on Elm Street.
We could.
That's my favorite, like, kill from any horror movie ever.
Okay. And on the ceiling. And
the only part that I don't like is that it's not longer, which is horrible for me to say.
Oh, when she, like, fucking, when she finally falls and she, like, splashes on the bed. That's.
Ugh. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Oh, that's gross. And there's a kill in this one in Dream Warriors that, like, it's probably my second most hated kill.
Because it makes you uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Mm.
Ugh. Mm. But we'll get to it.
I think I probably know what it is.
Oh, yeah, I think you do.
Because I think a lot of people, it probably makes a lot of people uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. But you had mentioned something about, like, traditional slasher movies, and I got a feeling when watching this one.
Tonight's going to be a good night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
During the wizard master part, they're kind of, like, going through, and it was almost like, it almost played out like a traditional slasher in this one, because it was like they were going from character to character and he was just, like, picking them off, kind of, like, you know, and I thought that was kind of neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At a certain point. Yeah. I mean, I think that's basically what happens in all of them.
Yeah. But I never got that feeling before. Maybe because in this one, it was like, they were all
really quick too.
They were quick and they were separated. It was almost like being in, like, a house. Right. You know, like in a, maybe like a slasher movie where there's, like, a bunch of people in a house, but then they all kind of get separated.
Mm-hmm.
They were all in, like, that one dream, and then they all kind of went their separate ways, and he was just picking them off, which was kind of cool. But okay, let's head to Springwood, Weston Hills Psychiatric Hospital, and meet Freddy Krueger for the second time.
No, I did. I not for me.
Yeah. Me and Danny met him, like, 4 years ago.
Episode, like, 2.
Something like that, yeah. All right, let's go. For Nightmare on Elm Street, Dream Warriors. I'm having a hard fucking time.
Just call it Dream Warriors.
Dream Warriors. We've got 9 official monster reveals. And I've got an honorable mention that I will mention when it's time to honor it.
Perfect.
But we've got 9 official reveals. If you are new to the show, an official monster reveal is anytime that the monster is revealed to a character in the movie or to us as an audience member. And this was my pick for, God, I'm so glad this is the last time I have to say this. In the club, we all monsters. This was my pick, so I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of Dream Warriors.
Go ahead.
Dream Warriors. A psychiat... No, not that word. A psychiatrist familiar with the knife-wielding dream demon Freddy Krueger helps teens at a mental hospital battle the killer who is invading their dreams.
You lost me at knife-wielding?
Oh, yeah.
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 Not that. He's got a razor glove.
Yeah.
That's not knife wielding. Knife wielding is very underwhelming if you're talking about Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, this reminds me of, like, fucking Danny Trejo.
Machete?
Yeah. I was thinking, like, the Desperado movies.
Yeah.
But Machete also.
Knife wielding.
Yeah, he's got knives.
Yeah, not Freddy.
And he wields them. No, yes. Freddy's got a fucking razor glove.
That's right. Which I have. I actually have the...
Why aren't you wearing it?
Because I'm not at home.
That's true.
But I have the one from Dream Warriors.
Oh, yeah, because it's like different.
Mm-hmm. They're all a little bit different.
Yeah.
For every movie. But yeah, I have the prop...
Why do they do that? You're a special effects person.
Oh, I don't know. I've never done it for work.
Like, why do they change the gloves? You know what I mean? Like, why wouldn't you just keep it? You know, and they always change the makeup a little bit and they do this and I don't know.
They probably just think they're improving it.
Yeah.
You know, would be my guess.
Oh, and then you get to that glove in part 7 where it's like just like a skeleton looking glove with like the wires, but they're like veins.
The makeup from 3 is the best.
Okay.
Freddy's makeup from 3 is the best. If you look at all of them.
Yeah, he looks weird in part 5.
I don't remember.
Dream Child. He looks like he needs some chapstick or something.
Well, I'm going to look it up. He's dried up a bit.
Yeah. Okay. We've got 9 official reveals. Let's get into number 1.
Okay.
This is the opening of the movie. Kristen's dream sequence at the beginning. And I feel like... did you see him in from part 5?
This picture.
That's the one. Yeah, he looks like he needs chapstick.
Yeah, he doesn't look well. I mean, he never looks well, I guess. But
But in Kristen's opening dream sequence, she's like making the fucking house, Nancy's house, out of popsicle sticks. Mm-hmm. I feel like they changed the... I can't remember if it's this one or part 4, but there's definitely a music change from the VHS...
Oh.
Release to the DVD release.
Okay.
And it at the time, it really pissed me off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But now I don't remember. It's been so long.
Yeah. I love the music in this movie. But I love the music in all the movies, but...
Yeah. But during the opening credits, either this one or the part 4, there was like a song on the VHS tape. Maybe they couldn't get the rights or something when they did the DVD. And they changed it. And I remember being pissed, but...
Bastards.
But yeah, Freddy just fucking comes out of the... It's almost like the... reveal that was the antithesis, is that the word?
Yeah.
Of this show? Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Antithesis.
I don't know, but yeah, we'll go with it.
Okay. You guys will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you'll know. They'll know what you mean, even if it's the wrong word.
But like, we started this show because of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Next Generation.
Right.
And at that point... you already know who Leatherface is. And so when he comes on the screen for the first time, he just like sneaks on really quietly behind this lady. And it's not a big entrance like the first one. And so that's kind of like this one where we already know who Freddy is. And so he's just like comes on the screen. He's like, you see him like far away, come around the corner when she's like stuck in the mud carrying that girl.
In the muck.
Mm-hmm. The muck. Oh, I wrote launching pad in my notes.
Do you know why?
Well, yeah, because of the word antithesis.
I was picturing her like being sprung off of a thing or something. And I was like, I don't remember that. But.
Yeah, I wrote it there because the launching pad for this show. But antithesis, I think, is a better word. Anyways.
No. It's not at all. A person or a thing. So think about... antithesis and think about how it's spelled.
Antithesis.
A person or thing that is the direct opposite of someone or something else.
So this is not, this was definitely not the antithesis.
No.
What's the fucking word I'm looking for? It doesn't matter. No, it's too late now. We're going with it.
Too late.
You guys understand.
You guys get it. Someone out there is like, God.
Someone just like clicked off this show.
Yeah, they're like, these people are fucking stupid. Idiots. First time they're listening.
Yeah, we're smart people.
I mean, we are.
We are. I mean,
yeah.
Not subjectively, objectively.
Yeah. We just missed a word, right?
Yeah.
All right. We didn't know a word, okay?
We didn't know a word. Get over it. But those people like hanging from the fucking ceiling.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, I had a Freddy Krueger sticker book.
Were there people hanging?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I remember that's it being fucked like, up. Yeah. I don't know if there was like stickers of them hanging, but I remember like seeing that scene in the sticker book.
Can you imagine
that? Dude, That is fucked up.
Can you imagine if there were stickers of people hanging and some like, and kids just have stickers of people, they're just putting stickers of people hanging on random stuff outside?
Whoa.
I got stickers.
Dude, yeah, stickers are for kids. I mean, adults like stickers too, but.
I have stickers on a lot of things, but yeah.
But like a sticker book. A sticker book.
Yes.
Is for kids.
Yeah.
That is very fucked up.
Interesting.
Yeah. But she gets out of the house and this is still the same dream sequence. She goes into the fucking bathroom and the faucet grabs her.
Yep. It turns into the glove.
Yeah. And he slashes her and then her mom comes in and she has cut her wrist. And that just, oh.
Yeah. Because she has a piece of the mirror, right?
I know. I think she's got a razor blade.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. I think so. And that just makes me.
The heebie-jeebies.
Gives me the heebie-jeebies. But yeah, so they're going to send her to Weston Hills. Oh, that's right. This movie opens with a Edgar Allan Poe quote. It says, "Sleep, those little slices of death, how I loathe them."
Weird, dude. Yeah. What happened to Edgar Allan Poe?
He probably fucking.
I love sleeping.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, what? Why did he hate sleep? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yeah, like who hurt you, Edgar?
Yeah.
Eddie.
You have a little nightmares?
Oh.
You have a little nightmares? You can't sleep? Oh. Sleep paralysis?
You know how like you say things from movies? Like they just like become part of your
all the time thing? Yeah.
I don't know why I have a thing with like what moms say in these Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
Okay.
But when the mom in the dream sequence, when she's like, tells Kristen to get into bed, she's like, "Andale." I say that sometimes just like in that voice.
Yeah.
Just like the mom in the first one, when she says, "You either cut your nails or you stop that kind of dreaming." I don't know why those things like stuck.
Andale.
Andale.
It is weird. The amount of times that my brother and I say, "Well, see you later." Yeah. Like, the amount of times we say that is unreal.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the most basic thing that you can say. But no, it's from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, it's not like a specific thing to a movie. No. It's just like, you could say that.
Yes. And it doesn't have to be you imitating Lloyd Christmas.
Right.
But it is.
Right. Right.
Andale.
Okay. Our second reveal. The Freddy. See, I wrote the Freddy penis snake, but you didn't see that?
I just decided to write Graboid. I'm not disgusting, Zach.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot your...
No, honestly...
Very PC.
If we're being serious here, I was just proud of myself for remembering that they were called Graboids and Tremor, because I don't really care about the movie, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
I think one of the only times I've ever watched it was when we covered it for a show.
Oh, man.
It's a fine movie. I don't dislike it. Yeah. I was like, a Graboid. Oh, that's what they're called in Tremors. I remember. Cool. The boys are going to be...
They're gonna be
and so then you're like, why did you call it that? It's clearly a wiener.
Yeah. Man, now I'm fucking thinking about Tremors.
I'm sorry.
Graboids. But you know what's so cool about this reveal is when Nancy sees Freddy again for the first time.
Yeah.
I love that. Just like the look on her face, and she's like, I think she says like, "Oh my God," or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's like,
yeah, this is when she's pulled into Kristen's dream.
Yeah. Right? Because she's been taking Hypnocil, so she hasn't had to deal with Freddy for, I think they said like 6 years or something like that. And so when she sees him again for the first time, I love that interaction.
So yeah, this is revealed too. Technically, well, first of all, we should say that technically everyone in the movie has met Freddy before.
Right.
So the reveals to us are just, the reveals to the characters are just when they're revealed to us.
Yeah.
To the characters.
Yeah.
Because they already know
him. Yeah, they've already been attacked by him.
Right.
But, they filmed that. They, like, did it backwards and then reversed it when the snake thing, the penis graboid, the penoid, is, like, eating Kristen. Mm-hmm. They, like, did it backwards and then reversed it, apparently.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Cool. But,
oh, you know what I have in my head? I don't know why this just popped in my head. It's been in my head. So we're recording right now in Erie.
Yes.
In Erie, you know how like businesses have like jingles?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ida Luca Chiropractic?
Where we're always glad
to see your back.
You better take that out because we're not paying. We're not. Oh, yeah. We're not getting paid for this.
They could.
Should we reach out? Give us a call.
Luca.
And we know you're listening. I worked with the daughter of his daughter.
Oh, really?
At Moe's, yeah.
At Moe's?
Mm-hmm.
She's not a chiropractor.
Years ago. Well, not, I mean, she was in high school.
Oh. It's no excuse.
Get to cracking those backs, bitch.
Crack my back.
We had a table set up in the kitchen where she would just crack everybody's back.
Wait.
No, Zach, I'm kidding.
I believed you for a second.
I know.
Okay, we're talking about Dream Warriors. Our third reveal is Philip.
Is this the one?
Yeah, this is the one.
This is the one.
This is my second most hated kill in the series. My first one is...
Is it in this movie or no? Oh, it's Cockroach.
It's the Cockroach.
What is her name? Deb?
Debbie.
Debbie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cockroach one is...
Is that part four?
Awful. Yeah.
That's one of my favorites. So.
Oh, and speaking of part four, yesterday, my daughter was watching Despicable Me 4.
Mm-hmm.
And Will Ferrell's character,
mm-hmm.
he's like a supervillain, and he's like turns into a cockroach.
Oh, really?
It's fucking gross. But something about part four is there, you know, part four of a series, it's either in space or there's cockroaches.
Okay. Joe's apartment.
Joe's apartment,
part
yeah.
Part four.
In space.
Yes.
But okay, yeah, Philip, he crafts like puppets. And Freddy turns into one of the puppets. And I really wish they would have done more with that.
Yeah.
Because he just like cuts himself down from the strings and then he morphs back into Freddy.
Yeah. It was a cool little like stop motion moment though.
Yeah. But I wish he was that little miniature puppet for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Like
just
a puppet,
cause a
like
little
puppet
bit of
master.
Havoc there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but I don't even like to say the words. Are they like veins and arteries?
Yes.
And he's like, he pulls them out and he like puppets him.
Yes. Dude. His puppet strings are made from his veins and arteries.
Okay. It's disgusting and it makes me cringe, but very inventive.
So inventive.
Like,
it's very cool. It's cool. Yep.
Yeah. But God, I hate it so
it's
much.
It's probably one of the most memorable
mm-hmm.
in the franchise. But I guess that would be because it probably makes a lot of people uncomfortable like it did you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's definitely one of the most memorable.
And that's all we're going to say about that.
Well, no, because then he takes him up to the top and he cuts his little strings and Philip takes a tumble. Mm-hmm. I hope that's your name for that reveal.
It is now. Let's see. Philip takes a tumble. Right now I have Philip takes a stroll. But
no, Philip takes a tumble.
Philip takes a tumble. All right, we'll revisit that.
Finally, later. Using one I made up.
Okay, our fourth reveal. Jennifer's big break in TV.
Jennifer's big break. Another very memorable one, probably because of the one-liner.
Yeah, which, you know, very famously, I guess, Robert Englund ad-libbed that. Like, came up with that, yeah.
Yeah, so Jennifer's in like the common room watching TV. I think that Lawrence Fishburne's character lets her stay up or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's watching the TV, falls asleep, and then she gets her head smashed a la Stu style from Scream.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know how sometimes words jumble together?
I was like, what is a la Stu?
What did you just say?
What is a la Stu?
That's the antithesis of fucking.
Don't try to use it now.
No, but right before, like, there's like that, the famous thing with like Zsa Zsa Gabor and whatever, like Frank Cavett, I think his name is, like the talk show host. Right before she changes to that show, she stops on a show for just like a second, I think. And it's a clip from a movie called Alone in the Dark, which was produced by Robert Shea.
Mm-hmm.
Famously the producer of the Nightmare movies and directed by Jack Scholder, who was the director of Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
Hmm.
And there's a little clip of that movie on the TV before she changes the...
Very cute.
And I thought that was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, I didn't look into this, but somebody said that on the TV, like the brand of the TV, like on the, it says Kruger.
Oh.
I thought that was kind of cool. Like when he picks her up and you can kind of see the TV. Like,
you Kruger. Know, it's interesting. Kruger sounds like a brand name.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? I don't know if it's just Yeah. I don't know if it's just though because like Freddy Krueger, we've heard the name our entire lives, but Kruger sounds like a brand name for sure.
Yeah. I've got a fucking computer right in front of me.
Yeah. Yeah. A Kruger brand.
Kruger brand.
But
oh, Kroger is a grocery store. Oh,
maybe that's part of it too.
Kruger or Kruger.
Kruger.
Refers to several different companies, most prominently Kruger products, which is Canadian tissue paper. It says tissue slash paper.
So like if I needed a tissue, I could say, give me the Kruger. I've got a blow my nose. Can I have a Kruger?
I need a Kruger.
Do you have a Kruger?
There's also Kruger bearings, which is precision parts, and steel wire. So lots of things. Kruger or Kruger.
Kruger.
But yeah.
I'm saying it like a mixture of German and...
Kleenex will now forever be known as
Kruger's.
A Kruger. But yeah, Jennifer like tries to stay awake by like fucking putting...
Oh, cigarettes out.
Cigarettes out. And there's earlier in the movie, what's his name? The Dr. Neil? Dr. Neil? His name is Neil something, but I think they call him Neil. He talks about a patient who like cut off their own eyelids. To stay awake. That's disgusting.
That is disgusting. Because I know it's not supposed to be, you know, what's the word? It's not supposed to make sense. Mm-hmm. But if you cut your eyelids off, you're probably going to go to the hospital. And do you know what happens when you're going to the hospital? They're going to put you on sedatives. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to fall asleep.
With your eyes open.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Oh, God. Could you imagine, like, could you get through the second one?
Huh?
You know, like, if you did one and then you have to do the other one. Well, I know, like, that, like, you wouldn't want to. But could you imagine getting through one and then being like, oh, we got to go for number two.
Oh, there's still an eyelid here.
All right, let's move on. Number five, Joey meets the nurse.
Yeah, so funny little story. So we were supposed to record a couple weeks ago.
Yes, and my computer died.
Right. And
like died.
Died, like dead. Like,
yeah.
Like, he bought a new computer. So
I did.
Before we recorded, I put a picture of me. I posted a story to my Instagram that was a picture of me. And it was like, you know, recording another episode of How I Met Your Monster. And I had the little Freddy Krueger gif and the little like, welcome to primetime gif. Mm-hmm. And randomly, Brooke, whose space we're in now.
Oh, yeah. This is Brooke's space, who's guested on our show before.
Yeah. She DM'd me and said, hello, nurse. And I was like, did you just watch this movie? Like, because I know she's not like she watches horror movies. She's not like a huge horror person like we are. Uh-huh. And I was like, did you just watch this movie? And she's like, no, ? Yeah. And I was like, do you know that that's like a part in this movie? And she's like, I don't even know what movie you're talking about. And I was like, that is weird.
That is strange.
That is weird. So.
Well, that's not like something you like.
No, not a random, like when you're getting hit on, people don't just say, hello, nurse. Yeah. She's like, no, I just think you're pretty. And I was like, oh, okay.
That is funny. Random.
Very random.
But yeah, Joey meets he knows the nurse. He's got a crush on the nurse. Mm-hmm. And she like seduces him and gets him in there, and then she turns into Freddy. Apparently there were scenes filmed with Freddy, like the that actress with her boobies out, mm-hmm, with Freddy makeup on.
Ooh.
And then they ultimately cut it because that's strange.
It is strange. But I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah. It would have made it's almost like these, you know, like with the puppet thing, they do it like for a second, mm-hmm, and then he morphs back into Freddy. This thing, like the camera turns and then he's Freddy and not, mm-hmm, the nurse again. It would have been cool to see like these expanded a little bit longer.
For sure. But that's how I feel about, you know, the Tina when she dies in the first one too. So
Right.
I think they all could be a little bit, you know, the Phil one they layered on for quite a while, like when he is actually a marionette, not when Freddy's a marionette, but when Phil is. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he gets stuck on the, like, the bed drops out from under him, and it's, like, a pit.
Yeah.
But they actually, like, he was standing up when they filmed that. They, like, okay, they like turned it and he was standing up and the things were like built on the wall. And I don't know if this is true, but I guess like he passed out because like they were filming for so long and his arms were like,
oh no, his circulation.
And then he like passed out, but don't know if that's true. That's what I've heard. Yeah. Nancy is fully in this now and she's like got them trying these hypnosis. This hypnosis stuff. And I think that's where Joey like wanders off when they're doing like a group hypnosis.
Yes.
He's like trapped in the dream, right? And Freddy like cuts into his chest. Like, come and get him, bitch, or something like that.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. He carves it in there. Yeah.
Which is pretty fucking cool.
It's pretty cool.
But our sixth reveal, Taryn, and she's beautiful and bad. But she's like... looks kind of fucking stupid.
Oh, she looks very stupid. Like, she looks so dumb.
Good on you, Taryn, but it's not, I don't think it's working.
Hey, you know, I just like it when people are authentically themselves, you know, and that's what she wanted.
Yeah.
That was her idea of being beautiful and bad.
Yeah.
I don't like this kill.
You don't like it just because, like... because it grosses you out? Or
no, I mean, like, you know, I dated a heroin addict for like 5.5 years.
Right.
So it's just very, right. It's not that I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it triggers me because I don't like, you know, it doesn't affect me the way it used to. But yeah, I just don't.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
And it's sad.
It is sad. Yeah. And, you know, we'll get into it later, but one of my real monsters is kind of like, has to do with this, but I don't like it just because I don't like those little things that are like alive on her arm, like the little like track marks that are like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
They make like a
little mouse.
Yeah. They're like, you make that little like,
yeah.
We're like, I can't even do the sound. It's just gross. It's like when Danny, when we're getting ready for recording, sometimes Danny like goes, yeah.
And you're like, ah. Well, now you have to listen to it again. Sorry.
Yeah. I'll stop it. But yeah, that's, she goes into like the back alley in her dream and Freddy's got the needle gloves.
Yeah, the needle gloves. Different glove.
Yeah. Nope. Just, they're like fingers. He didn't even have a glove on. They're just like come out of his fingers.
Finger gloves.
Finger.
That's just a glove.
What if Freddy... What if Freddy had mittens instead of a glove and it was just like a big blade? He'd be like, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, yeah.
Baraka.
Yeah.
Baraka, yeah.
Yeah.
Does Baraka just wear mittens? They come out of his hands.
When it's cold out, he probably just has a mitten with a cut in it.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay, Wizard Master, number 7.
Yep.
Will? Is that his name?
I believe so.
The Wizard Master?
I'll check my notes. Yes, Will. This one's the most underwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's also not cool, but, you know.
With his fucking cape.
Yeah, like, wizards are cool, right? But this was very much like a Disney wizard.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think it was probably modeled after whatever game he was playing.
Yeah, yeah. They were playing like a tabletop.
Yeah.
RPG game, yeah.
Yeah. So it was like his... I don't know much about Dungeons. See, we need Danny here for Dungeons and Dragons talk. I don't know how much you know Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, it could have been Dungeons and Dragons.
You like create your...
Yeah.
The look of your character, right?
You create everything about your character.
Yeah.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because maybe I don't remember, but like what I recall was like, is he wearing one of those really tall blue hats? Or did I make
like
that up?
Like a top hat?
No, like one of the pointed hats, like Merlin.
Oh.
Is he wearing that in the sequence? No. Oh, no. See, in my head.
In your head, he is.
In my head, I see like, this is why I said he looks pretty lame. I don't know why this is how I remember it, but I'm picturing one of those blue pointy hats that has like the silver moons and stars all over it.
Yeah, stars and moons. Yeah. Yeah. No, he's not wearing that. He's got like a cape that like comes up like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. With the
almost like, it might be over the back of his head a little bit, but it's like a big collar.
Sorry, still lame.
And then he's. Does his fingers and then zaps. And the chair is cool. Like how Freddy turns his chair into like a bunch of blades and knives and stuff. Like,
yeah.
He should have fallen in that fucking chair.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Because then again, do we see, he just gets stabbed, right?
Yeah. He like, just like
picks
he like,
him up and stabs him.
Yeah. He like is zapping him with his electricity, his green electricity magic. And then he gets, for some reason, he like runs up to Freddy and Freddy just grabs him and then stabs him.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Underwhelming.
A little bit. Yeah.
Because everything else is so off the wall.
Right. Right.
And yeah. They had that whole chair and everything.
And it's kind of like, I think maybe a thing that plays into the underwhelmingness.
Wow. We're just killing it today with the vocabulary.
Danny, save us. it's like, it's just the hallway, like the set itself is very, there's not much to it. It's just a hallway.
Yeah.
And so that kind of, you know, it could have been something.
I know. Think about what they did with Will.
Grand.
Or not Will. That is Will. What they did with like Joey and the, they had a whole pit and a bed. A
whole pit.
You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, the chair, like if he like put him in the chair and then just like strapped him down really tight and you know what I mean?
Oh,
he just popped basically. Because of all
that would be cool.
Yeah.
Are we remaking this movie?
No. No.
Sorry, Chuck. Chuck Russell.
Chuck Russell.
Okay, our eighth reveal is the one I always forget about, the boiler room. Mm-hmm. This is the first time that Kincaid is seeing Fred. Well,
within this movie.
That we are seeing Kincaid see Freddy for the first time. And you know what?
What?
I have been to one horror convention ever.
Okay.
And it was like earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And oh yeah, it was like July or something. And the guy who plays Kincaid was there.
Hmm.
And I was too scared to talk to him.
Why are you too scared to talk to him?
Yeah, I don't know. He looked like a nice dude. Yeah. Nobody was at his table either. He had like a whole like setup. And he wasn't like,
to be fair,
he wasn't like with all the other, like they were like all the other like actors and celebrities were like against the wall.
Yeah.
All lined up. And he was like in the middle with like all the artists and stuff.
Well, to be fair, he's like a D-list actor.
Well, yeah, but he's Kincaid.
Yeah, to us.
That's true. That's true. But yeah, this scene, Kincaid, like, I don't think Kincaid really does anything in this scene with Freddy, but it's just like the time that we're seeing him. So he clocked it as a reveal.
Doctor, 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 doctor. They're just meeting each other. That's.
Oh, what is that?
Spies Like Us.
I'm surprised. That's not a movie that I thought you would reference.
I used to love it.
Spies Like Us. That's funny. But yeah, they see Joey hanging out on the fucking bed and they try to save him. And Nancy almost falls down in the pit, but Kincaid saves her. And then they stab Freddy and he pulls the pipe out. And and they're like, he's getting stronger. And he like rips his shirt open and you see the souls of the people in it.
That happens in 5 too, doesn't it?
Or is it 4? It's 4. They like
in the church?
Yeah. And they are what destroy him. They like pull them. They like their arms come out and they like... They're like pulling on his lips and stuff. Yeah. It's fucking weird. Okay. And our last reveal of the fucking movie. Movie's not over yet, but our last official reveal is the skeleton Freddy in the
junkyard.
Junkyard. Yeah. Thank you. Where they have to go bury the bones and he kind of, it's like Jason and the Argonauts, that old movie with the stop motion.
Yeah.
Stop motion skeletons. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and he his bones all come together and they kill Nancy's dad.
Kills Nancy's dad, yeah. Mm-hmm. John Saxton. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Nancy's dad enters the dream, blah, blah, blah. But when they kill Nancy in this movie, it's like the only part of the movie that I don't like. And not because I'm against her dying, because I like that kind of thing in these movies. But it was also very underwhelming. I just feel like it wasn't...
Patricia Arquette's performance, though, when she's like holding her in her arms, that was fucking
good. No, it is good. But just the moment when Nancy dies is just like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what else could have been done.
Right.
You know.
And I wonder if, like, you know, she was in the first movie, obviously, but then, like, she comes back and now her character is so beloved. Like after 7 and all this stuff. And so like maybe back then when it came out, it was like, okay.
I've seen it so many times. Right. And we know that like in New Nightmare, she comes back and it's not even real, technically.
Right.
You know what I mean? So maybe it just doesn't matter. Or it doesn't evoke any emotions because of all of those things. I mean,
yeah. And at the time, maybe it was...
Yeah, when I was watching this when I was like 8 years old.
Right.
I may have been really sad.
Nancy!
Nancy!
Okay. So that's all of our official monster reveals in A Nightmare on Elm Street 3. The Dream Warriors. Not the Dream Warriors. Just Dream Warriors. Dream Warriors. I'll never get that right. Okay. Now it's time to choose our favorite reveals in A Nightmare on Elm Street 3. Here's my chance. Dream Warriors. So here we go. 9 official reveals. We'll do a speed round recap. And well, it's never fucking fast anymore because I added these alternate titles. Mm-hmm. But I've got a few. Some are better than others.
Of course.
Number 1, Kristen's dream. It's like the opening of the movie. Also known as... Also known as Grab Your Sack, Freddy's Back.
My sack.
Well, I think I was looking at the next one, which says Freddy Penis Snake.
Okay. So you're like sack.
And it rhymes.
Penis.
And it's like, oh shit. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might not know, but.
No, I don't know.
Sometimes if you're scared or cold, the testicles.
Scared?
Yeah.
When you're scared, your balls go back inside your body.
I don't know, maybe. I've never really, like, thought about it because I'm too worried being scared.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I would assume, though.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to pay attention.
Yeah, now I need to know.
Number 2, the Freddy... It's already the Freddy Penis Snake. Also known as, geez, Freddy, at least take her to dinner first. Dumb. And kind of, like...
Disgusting?
Disgusting, yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know why. That's fucked up.
God, Zach.
I don't know why you wrote that.
Jeez.
Number 3 is Philip Goes for a Stroll. Also known as Philip Takes a Tumble.
Thank you.
Also known as... Oh. Now I have to... No, I've got to be Marlon Brando in The Godfather for this one. So I got to have my... I don't do a very good Godfather impression, but I'm going to pretend. I don't apologize. No, it's not working. It's not working. I'll just cut to the end. I'll cut to the end. I won't say the whole quote because it's not going to work. But here we go. I thought you'd be the one to hold the strings. Senator Corleone. He's not dying. I mean, I guess he kind of is, but.
That's what he sounds like. I have to watch it with the fucking subtitles on because I can't understand anything he says.
You seen The Godfather?
Yeah, I've seen The Godfather. What do you think I am?
Number 4, Jennifer's Big Break in TV, also known as, does Freddy know when primetime is?
Yeah, because it's not at like 2 in the morning.
It's not.
Yeah.
I Googled it. In the U.S., primetime on broadcast TV is generally considered to be 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern.
Oh, that seems late. I'm usually in bed by
then. Okay, I understand that U.S. primetime on broadcast TV is generally considered to be 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern.
What was that? What was that?
It's Megan. Oh, my God.
What was that?
I don't know. Some kind of Bluetooth thing. Did it beep again? Dude, this is creepy. Okay, I think she's gone. Number 5, Joey Gets Tongue-Tied, also known as Hello, Nurse.
I just thanks, Brooke.
Yep. Number 6, Taryn's Little Needle Mouths, also known as A Mother Taryn Feeds Her Little Baby Birds. To me, they look like little baby birds.
Yeah.
And there is a bird named a tern, often misspelled or misheard as Taryn. Taryn. It's a type of graceful, slender seabird related to gulls.
Graceful, slender seabird.
Mm-hmm. So these alternate titles are getting out of hand. Number 7, The Wizard Master, also known as Break Into Electric Boogaloo.
Okay.
Number 8 is The Boiler Room, also known as Is Nelly Around? It sure is getting hot in here. That was funny.
Yeah. Good.
And then number 9 is Skelly Freddy, a.k.a. Gotta Whack Them Bones. Gotta Whack Them Bones. Because they got to whack the bones.
Yeah, they do.
And bury the bones. Mm-hmm. So that's it. What's your favorite reveal?
That's it. What's your favorite one? I mean, it's probably Joey takes a tumble. Is it Joey? Philip? Philip takes a tumble.
Philip takes a tumble.
Just because, like we were talking about earlier, one of the most iconic kills in the whole franchise, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. It's just really gross and heebie-jeebie, and I like it.
Yeah. Oh. Ugh.
Yeah, what's yours?
Freddy Penis Snake.
Yeah? Because you like...
Because I love penis.
Penis snakes. I love just penis. I like penis.
No, because I love... Like, number one, it's fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the first time we see Freddy as like something else.
That's not, yeah, in his normal form.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But also, it's really for the Nancy and Freddy meeting mm-hmm. each other again for the mm-hmm. first time since the first one. That is so cool to me. Just like the way she reacts and he's like, you. And she's like, oh my God. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
All right. Now it's time for a segment that we like to call The Real Monster.
Okay, so I have two.
Okay.
I know that you thought the actor for Kincaid looked very nice. However, in this movie, he's a fucking bully.
Oh, yeah.
Kincaid is very mean to all of the other patients in this movie, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
So he's one of my real monsters.
Okay. He does redeem himself in part four.
Well, that's great, but we're not talking about part four.
Yeah.
He's mean in this one.
Yeah, he is.
My other one is the nurse who tells Taryn that he can get drugs for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously.
Super fucked up.
Obviously, that's just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Because he just wants to sleep with her.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of my real monsters too. That's just disgusting. My other one is Neil, the doctor, mm-hmm. For talking shit on Philip like the morning after he died.
After he takes his tumble.
Yeah, he takes his tumble and they're like in the fucking meeting the next morning and they're all sad. And he's like saying how weak Philip was and that he let them all down. And I was like, dude, fuck off. And then my last real monster is Joey's mime career. Crickets. he's fucking, he doesn't speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's whatever. That's okay. But why does he have a fucking teardrop tattoo on his fucking eyeball?
Because he's killed somebody, Zach.
I don't. Maybe he has. But it's not there all the time. It goes away. So he like drew it on there.
Yeah.
So he's like, he doesn't speak, but he's like, he can't just like put his lip out. Like when people are sad, they go, He's got to fucking draw a fucking teardrop on his face. Like he's crying.
I don't understand.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
He's sad and you just don't get it. It's fine.
Okay. Well.
Just kidding.
He's still my real monster.
Okay.
Now.
Now.
Our last segment.
Yeah.
Would you survive?
Absolutely not. As you know, I can barely stay awake when we're recording episodes at night.
That's true.
I love sleep. I don't sleep in late, but I like to go to bed early and I like my full 8 hours. So no.
Yeah.
Definitely would not.
Yeah. It's hard to say. Like, because I mean, you're going to sleep.
Yeah.
Anyways, nobody, you can't stay up forever.
Right. But I'm not going to be, if I'm in a position where I have to stay up as long as I can and think of a plan and all, I'm going to be useless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're going to put too much energy into that.
Yeah. After a certain point.
Just take me, Freddie.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
Sleep forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like this Edgar Allan Poe quote. It's like the opposite for you.
That's right.
Sleep, those little slices of death, how I love them.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Like, I don't love sleep as much as some people.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to go to sleep. I enjoy going to sleep. But I, like, don't need to take naps every day and all this stuff. And yeah.
I don't nap.
But I just don't think I would... I don't think I would handle myself well with Freddy. Penis Freddy.
Yeah, you'd be like, ooh. Ooh. He's looking good.
So that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's our first live in-person recording.
Hopefully we don't sound like shit.
Yeah, we'll see. That is our last movie in our In the Club We All Monsters triple feature. Fuck you, Danny. I have to get one more fuck you in there. I can't announce our newest triple feature yet because I haven't picked my movie.
You haven't?
No, I'm between two.
Okay. But our next episode anyway.
Our next episode is a Christmas special.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifier 3.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even pick that.
Danny picked it. Yeah.
And we had to force him to watch the first one.
Yep. And then he loved it.
And he loved it.
And then he watched the second one and he loved that.
But yeah, I have not seen Terrifier 3 yet. So I'm excited to see it. Obviously one and two.
I'm excited for you to watch it.
So that's going to be cool. That's going to be our Christmas episode. If you're not following How I Met Your Monster on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all those, find us at How I Met Your Monster. Where can our listeners find you on How I Met Your Monster? Where can our listeners find you on social media?
I am on Instagram at WolfMotherCasey.
Wonderful. And I am on Instagram at Zach Winsick. So yeah, that's it. Thanks for meeting Freddie with us again. And we will see you for Terrifier. Go meet some monsters.